WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Alto saxophonist, flutist, and bass clarinetist Eric Dolphy died in 1964 at age 36 of complications arising from diabetes. In his short career, he played with a cross-section of modern jazz and non-jazz musicians, including John Coltrane, Charles Mingus, Gunther Schuller, and Misha Mengelberg. A recent box set surveys over a dozen sessions Dolphy played on in the early 60s. Critic Evan Whitehead has a review.
One thing you can say about Eric Dolphy, he always knew how to make an entrance on alto saxophone or bass clarinet. Eric Dolphy sounded like electricity was coursing through his veins, an effect achieved through a combination of high energy, jagged lines made up of leaping wide intervals, and a rough and raspy tone, especially on bass clarinet. Before Dolphy got a hold of that instrument, it was used almost exclusively in classical music and on movie soundtracks. He wasn't the first improviser to pick one up, but he was the one who really made it a jazz instrument. These tidbits come from a boxed set of 9 CDs, the complete prestige recordings of Eric Dolphy. 13 sessions recorded in 1960 and 61 under his own name and as a sideman. It's impressive stuff, but even diehard Dolphy fans might admit he does repeat himself some, especially in where he places his rhythmic accents. Dolphy haters, of which there are a lingering few, say he played the same licks in the same key no matter what key the tune was in, that his lines could clash with the underlying chords. In his own defense, Dolphy said he always heard how his lines related to the chords, and as time went on, more and more people could hear his point. Dolphy was a radical, and it's fascinating to hear how other musicians dealt with or couldn't deal with that, musicians he hired and ones who hired him. One composer who used him well was Oliver Nelson, the leader of 2 sessions included in the Dolphy box. Nelson's own saxophone playing was sleek and orderly, which made for some striking contrast. Oliver Nelson solos first on his tune, Mama Lou. You'll know when Dolphy takes over. Eric Dolphy's last session for the Prestige label was made in Copenhagen with a Danish rhythm section. Everyone who knew Dolphy remembers him as a generous and good-hearted man. But even he got a little sarcastic, working with a band that stumbled over the classic ballad, Laura. Very nice. Eric Dolphy's best work walks the line between ecstatic abandon and musical sophistication, which may be another way of saying that any note will sound right at any time, as long as you play it like you really, really mean it.
Kevin Whitehead is currently living in Amsterdam. He reviewed Eric Dolphy, The Complete Prestige Recordings.